You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Lucky Charms Magical Mission. Let Lucky the Leprechaun take you and your kids on an interactive adventure through the 8 magical charm lands to restore magic. Available on your smart speaker. Just say, open Lucky Charms Magical Mission or search for it wherever you listen to podcasts. The FDA approves a saliva-based test, New Zealand delays its election, and LA announces a testing program for schools. Here's what you should know. Saliva Direct, a saliva-based coronavirus test developed by Yale University researchers with funding from the NBA and the National Basketball Players Association, won approval from the FDA over the weekend. The test is both less invasive and less expensive than the tests that are currently in use, which, researchers say, could drastically improve coronavirus diagnostics. As the city of Auckland continues to fight a new cluster of cases, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced that the country's national election in September will be postponed. She said the additional 4 weeks will give parties time to plan for possibly having to campaign under lockdown conditions and allow the Electoral Commission to implement new safety measures. Though Los Angeles schools are not opening their doors to students yet, the nation's second-largest district will be implementing a comprehensive testing and contact tracing program in the meantime, it announced yesterday. The plan will be rolled out over the next few months and calls for the involvement of 500,000 students and 75,000 staff members. The data collected will help officials develop a plan for safely bringing children back into classrooms. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.